The word sustainable often conjures images of organic farms, tote bags, and hybrid cars. But when Haines Tourism Director Carolann Wooten talks about sustainable tourism, she's talking about creating an industry that lasts.
A vibrant tourism industry, but also in doing that, taking into account the impacts of that industry on, you know, things such as the community itself, the social, the environmental, you know, infrastructure, the things that are affected when we have an influx of visitors.
This year, Wooten says there has been a noticeable bump in the number of visitors to Haines. She says this raises questions about how the town can continue to meet the needs of cruise ship passengers and visitors from the Yukon.
Do we have the ability to handle the amount of water they're requesting, solid waste management for the ships themselves? Can we handle that? Having a lot of traffic on the roads? Internet. Is our internet infrastructure, is it strong enough to handle the people that are coming?
But having the capacity to handle high traffic tourism doesn't necessarily make it sustainable. In order to have a thriving tourist industry, residents must be on board. Wooten says she doesn't want Haines to suffer a similar fate as high traffic tourist destinations such as Venice,
where they're just so overrun with visitors that the local community feels like their quality of life has been completely diminished and it's no longer what they want.
She says that when locals are fed up with tourism, it's bad for business too.
Because the truth of the matter is, once our residents start having a negative experience with visitors, it's going to bleed over into our visitors. In tourism, we're always talking about how do we have the best visitor experience we can have. The best way to do that is to make sure it's good for the residents.
Recently, Wooten has been reaching out to local stakeholders to help carry out an assessment of the local tourist industry to see how it can be made more sustainable for the community. She says she wants to hear from a variety of perspectives.
And I did not strive to have people in the community who were in the group who were just industry, you know, experts. We have some, because you need to have their voice at the table. But to have a diverse group, and even having people who don't necessarily have a good feeling about the visitor industry, you got to be willing to have the hard conversation.
After some initial strategic planning, they will be seeking feedback from the community. Wooten says the assessment will help guide her efforts to promote tourism in Haines, but can also be incorporated into the work of other borough departments and the borough's comprehensive plan. There is currently no timeline for the assessment. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.